Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Bayis Hamisha Meshes HaKoysel. If you have a house that is servicing the wall. Now, in the past, we were talking about we have a wall which was built to be around the house. And then we had a question, if there's tumah on the wall, do we consider it as if it's inside of the house? But now we're talking about a situation where the wall was there first and the house was created afterwards. For example, if you had a cave that was hollowed out in the ground, so the walls of this cave were there before the actual cave. So that's called a bayis hamishamish is oil, a house which is secondary, it's servicing the walls. In that case, yidan kiklipas hashum. In that case, even the smallest and thinnest type of a separation between what's inside the wall and the opening would separate it. And the wall would not be considered part of the house, since really it's not there to service the house. Rather, the house is more of a service to it. Ketzad, how does this work out? Kaisel Shebein Shnei Kuchim, if you have a wall that's between two hollowed out areas. A kuch is a, they still have it some places in the world where they bury people in caves, so they dig into the walls of the cave, a horizontal opening, and they slide the mace into there. So if you have a wall that's between two of these openings, alright, so if you have a wall that's between two caves, then tuma bebatim, if you have tuma inside the houses, inside these openings, or inside the caves, v'kelim, b'koysel, and there's kelim inside of the wall, v'alem kiklipas hashum, and the kelim are separated from the opening area, the open area where there is tuma, by even just a thin layer, the thickness of a garlic, tahar, and the kelim in the wall will be tahar, because the mechitza protects them. We don't consider them as if they're in the open area. Tuma b'kaisel, if there's tuma in the wall, v'kelim b'batim, and the kelim is in the open area inside the caves, v'aleim klipas hashum, and the tuma is covered with a klipas hashum, with a even the thinnest amount, tahar, and they're going to be tahar, because we don't consider the tuma as if it's inside of the house. Tuma tachas ha'amad, if you have tuma underneath a pillar. Now, sometimes that the ceiling shouldn't collapse, they would leave pillars of clay or something to support the roof. So if the tumah was inside the pillar, basically, and there's no poseach tefach, there's no opening of a tefach, in that case, the tumah is ritzutza, and therefore it only goes straight upwards. So tumah bekas v'oila, the tumah will pierce upwards and go up to the sky. Bekas v'yeredes, it'll also pierce downwards. So it'll be metame, anything that's above the tumah in the pillar or below the tumah in the pillar, but it won't be metame, anything that is on the side of the pillar inside of the cave. Mishnah Zayin. Kelim shetachas haperach. This pillar sometimes is created with ornate design, and you may have things protruding from the sides of the pillar, which is called in this case a perach, a flower, but it means something which is protruding from this pillar. Tahirim, they're going to be tahar because the tumah only goes up and down. It doesn't spread out to the underneath the ornaments, which protrude from it. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri mitamei, the Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says it's tamei, because the perach, this ornament, is part of the amud, and therefore the tumah will spread underneath all things that protrude from it. Hatumah v'akelim shetachas haperach, if you have tumah and kelim both underneath the perach, underneath this ornament, so now this ornament is a ohel over both tumah and over kelim. Im yesham paseach tefach, if you have a space of a tefach between them and this covering and this ornament, tumeim, they'll be tumeim because that's like any other ohel. V'im lav, and if not, tahirin, they will be tar. Shnei fardiskin, ze bitzad ze oy ze al gav ze. If you have two boxes inside of a wall, either they're laying side by side or one on top of the other, and there's tumah underneath them, and there's no tefach. So normally we would say the tumah pierces upwards. Niftach echad mehem, if one of these boxes opens up, hu v'habayis tameh, then both the box and the house are going to be tameh, because we'll say the tumah pierces up into this open area of the box, and now that the box is open, the tumah can go out into the house. V'chaveirei, but the second box, which is still sealed, tahar, will be tahar, And we're talking about where there's a Pasech Tefach inside of the box, so therefore it has a status of its own Ohel, and therefore it's going to be Tar. V'vaynes ha'pardiskin kilu hi item. This means that if neither box had been opened, rather they're still closed, we look at them as if they're completely sealed and there's no Tefach in it. And therefore, if there's tum underneath it, yidain mechza lemechza lehavias atum alabayas, will judge it 50 by 50 or half by half to bring the tumma in to the house. Meaning that we look as if the tumma is literally placed inside the thickness of the wall. So if it's keneged, if it's opposite the side of the wall which is inside, it's going to be tumma. The house will be tumma. And if the tumma is on the outside of the wall, the house will be Tar. In other words, as long as the boxes are sealed, we just consider them as if they're a solid part of the wall, and we don't look at them as if they would help span or spread the tumah equally throughout the thickness of the wall.